Now I'm joined by Carrollton Lady Trojans girls basketball coach Michael Luck. And coach, another busy week as your girls played in the Lawson tournament, and you start off as the sixth seed, like you just mentioned, and you beat the two in North Platte and beat them pretty handily, I think, and that looked like it was a pretty good game for your Lady Trojans.
Yeah, it really was. The score we ended up winning by 10, but it was much closer than that. We hit some free throws down the stretch, what made it look a little bit further apart than what it was. We trailed at halftime by, I believe, 6 or 7, and then tied it at the end of 3, and then Rachel Lynn Mathis had a big steal there, about 4 minutes left in the game for a layup to put us up 3, and then we kind of held the ball a little bit, and they had to foul us, and we hit free throws. But, you know, it's quite a win for our girls. You know, we're the sixth seed, and we had to play number 3 North Platte, and the girls just played well. I mean, Mackenzie Brown had 25 points for us. Reagan Pearson shot the ball well. It was just a good win, and then unfortunately last night we played as hard, we just didn't score the balls well. We lost to Trenton by 12, 42-30, but we'll play for third place tomorrow night against Lawson. But we're taking a lot of good steps, I think, in the right direction, and hopefully we can get a good win tomorrow night.
And that Trenton team that you fell to, they're a very good team. I saw them last year in the playoffs, so they've got the playoff experience now, and I believe they've got the Moore girl, their best player, coming back this year, and she's quite the talent, I think.
Yeah, you know, we kind of jumped defense them a little bit. We held her to 13, so I put Mackenzie Brown on her and just try to let someone else beat us, and then unfortunately for our part, someone else did. They had a couple guards that, you know, normally don't score the ball as well as they do, and they did last night. They had some threes on us, but you know, like I said, we held them to 42, so I was pleased with our defensive effort. We just didn't score the ball like we needed to, I thought.
Well, and tomorrow you mentioned you'll play in the third place game against Lawson. Lawson, of course, the host tournament, so they're going to have the gym packed. And I remember days, I think, around 2012 when Carrollton and Lawson played in the championship game. A lot of Lawson's fans there, and it was a great atmosphere. So it's going to be pretty tough for your girls and tough environment.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. It's been that long since I feel like we've been competitive, and, you know, being on the right side of the bracket, you know, we've tried to get the championship game. Our girls fought hard. It didn't happen, and the third place game for us right now means something, too. So it is going to be tough. I mean, they got a good basketball team. They got several good players, and we're going to have our hands full. But just being able to compete for a trophy, I think, for us is something that is a step in the right direction. And I know our girls will be ready. We didn't get to practice that today because of the weather, but, you know, I know we'll go out there and fight. I don't know what the outcome will be, but I just know that the girls are going to play as hard as they can, and whatever happens is going to happen, and get ready for next week conference games.
Yeah, I don't know, any time we've talked throughout the year this year, after games, wins or losses, the things that have been consistent is the effort by the girls. So it's got to be nice and exciting for you as a coach to see the girls get rewarded with some of these wins and get into the winner's brackets in these tough tournaments, and something they haven't done in the last several years at Carrollton.
Yeah, it is. And I think the most rewarding thing for me is just being out, whether we're going to the grocery store or getting gas, just people talking about, hey, coach, the girls are playing hard. We love watching them. So that means a lot to me. It makes me want to go to practice. I know the girls every day are ready to practice. So it's just things that we're trying to do to, you know, improve or change the what people think about Carrollton basketball. And it's contribute to what the girls what the girls want to be known for. And I think hard work is the main key, because, you know, night in, night out, everybody's going to give you a competition. There's a lot of good players in Class 3, and every night we have to show up and play. So I just hope tomorrow night's effort's as good as it has been, and just keep working forward, because February's going to be here before you know it.